This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. The Lord Jesus Christ is the revealer, and he has in his hands the keys of the kingdom of God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and hast redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and ever. And this is fitting that we read this scripture from the book of Revelation, because it is intended to be a blessing to those that hear and those that read the words of this prophecy. And these words of this prophecy are coming to pass and are even at hand. And the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy to loose the seals of this revelation. This Jesus Christ that is worthy, that is unlike any other, loved his own people, loved so much that he laid down his life. And he has dictated the details of the end of the age, the great clash of cataclysmic between the rebels of the earth and God Almighty, the King of the universe. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, in things in heaven and things in the earth. Everything. And when Jesus described it this time in the book of Mark, chapter 13 and 8 and following, listen to this. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you, deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." We've seen this before, the persecution. During times of great turmoil, tribulation, stress, the political systems will merge with a false religious system and persecute the true, godly, faithful ones in Jesus Christ. This has happened throughout time, and it will happen again, and Jesus is urging all of us to beware, to take heed. "Behold, I have told you all things." So we are to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But understand that the Lord has shortened the times. The Father has shortened the times. If he had not shortened the time, there would be no flesh left. You must rest in the Lord, the fact that he has shortened the time of this coming distress. But the persecution of the religious system will take place. Jesus said that all men will hate you for my name's sake. Christianity has been popular in some ways. It's been tolerated. Churches on every street, on every corner, on the TV, on the radio, on the internet. But it will come to pass where it will not be popular to pronounce the name of Jesus. Is he your Lord? Is he your King? Is he your Christ? Is he your Master? You see, if he is, then that will be a threat to the liars, to the rebels, because they do not love him. They will not submit to him, and they will seek to make war against him and resist him and those that follow him. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, Jesus said this to his people, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." What we're going to see in these coming days, you're either salt in the Lord, a distinction between you and the world, between that which is spirit of God and that which is of the flesh. You will either be the salt of the earth or you'll be worthless. You'll have nothing, no strength, and it'll be good for nothing but to be cast out and you'll be trodden under the foot of men, powerless. And today we have many, many, many churches professing to follow Jesus Christ. But where is his word? Where is his presence? Where is his glory? And where is his spoken word, what he's saying in this hour? There's no distinction between the world and the church world. Fornication, adultery, lying, pride, uncleanness is rampant. You should be able to discern that in the spirit. But if you cannot, the evidence is there. The evidence is to be seen. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And yet in recent surveys, people did not even regard holiness as important or relative to the church today. Is holiness important? Ask God. Revelation chapter 6 records the seals that are loosed by the Lamb of God. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they that should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' When he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar of the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" This is the word of God. It's forever settled in heaven. Not one jot, not one tittle will pass away until all is fulfilled. When men lie and women lie so easily, with it so hard to find one that you can trust, but yet you can trust the Lord because he's truthful. He is God, and it is impossible for him to lie. Trust the Lord. Commit your way unto him, and he will bring it to pass. Jesus Christ, his words in Mark 13 continue from verse 19, the description of the end. "For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here's Christ,' or 'Lo, he's there,' believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye like in manner. When you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily, I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But at that day, in that hour, knows no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." This is the hour where the word of God is being fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God is being proclaimed through the world. And God's Holy Spirit is being poured out upon all flesh. And all things shall be fulfilled. And the Lamb of God shall come forth in glory and majesty and great power. And salvation is with him.